There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but very few of the answers. I'm your host, Kyron Wheatley. We'll see if we can change that today. Our guest is, you may have heard on Triple J or seen on TikTok, depending which age category you fit into. If you're a little bit older, maybe you go to improv. You could see him there too. It's a big hello to Tom Carty.
Hello, yes, improv. Wow, that's a nice third to TikTok and Triple J. You certainly make me feel old with those
Depending what letter is after the word generation that you fit into will decide where you've heard or seen you.
If you've been unlucky to enough at all. Some people are still blessed with absence of my knowledge, which
well,
is great.
Yeah, and to them, welcome. Welcome to the Cardiverse. Building up quite a Cardiverse, actually. Here's a thing. So you write songs that go out on TikTok, on Instagram. They're very funny. They're very short. But you do a lot. You do a lot of them, Tom.
Mm.
You put out a lot. Are you permanently in a basement somewhere?
As you can see now, there's like light. I have a window in my back. Most of the time, yeah, I am in that little basement, my little goblin hole. And if I'm not there physically, I'm mentally there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking so, of another hook.
Yeah, exactly. And then it comes around the hook. Just you need the hook and then it all suits it.
How would you describe, what genre would you put yourself and your music into?
Can I say, I think someone, I was talking to some people on Instagram, a little bit of a name drop. I don't know if you guys know Instagram.
You're on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Instagram. I was talking to some Instagram people and they were like, they were putting me out in a newsletter and they were like, oh, so I've kind of labeled you as the sad jingle guy. as the suffering jingle guy. I was like, am I suffering? I tried to do it and then I looked back and I'm like, oh yeah, I do complain a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I guess
you and Bo Burnham perhaps.
Yeah, oh geez. It's a great show, but you know, I can't be sad and white. I can't be more sad and white than Bo, an incredible musician.
Do you have a knowledge of music history? If any music questions come up in today's quiz, are you gonna be able to, is that your go to at the pub trivia?
Yeah, look, I know a little bit about some things, which is, you know, always good. And, like, specifics. So, we'll see. But, like, generally, I'm so bad at
these. So, any specific questions about, I'm going to say, like, 80s?
Oh, 80s glam, sweet. Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue is embarrassingly my jam. Like, awful, awful now. I've watched Read the Dirt and you feel disgusting, but I loved them at the time.
Well, we have a brains trust here to take care of the rest of music history, hopefully. Shall we meet them now?
Yes, please.
First up, this is exciting. I'm not sure that we've actually had a princess on the show. It's a big hello to Millicent Rinaldi, the other princess of Genovia.
Hello, bonjour, bonsoir.
Depending where you are. That's the thing about a podcast,
depending,
isn't it?
You never know when
you're listening. So,
bonne nuit, perhaps, as well, yep. If you're going to sleep. Yeah, hello.
Welcome. Thank you for the other princess of Genovia. So who's the... Yes. Who's the go-to princess?
So there is Mira Thermopolis. I don't know if you've heard of her. And she's technically older than me. So she got the throne. Mm-hmm. But she is my half-sister. We share the same father, who is the... he was the prince of Genovia. And so I technically just missed out. But you never know. You never know when someone will die.
Yeah. And are you hanging on? Like, are you sad that you missed out on that, on the throne, on the...
No, I think
like a lot of work to me, like, you know.
I am very educated in politics and royal process. So, but it's a long game, you know. Politics is a long game. She got it at like 16, and I'm just waiting. So yeah. I'm not annoyed. No.
Okay, so you've moved on. You've got something else in your life. You're got a career of your own, and
sure, yeah. I live in Genovia, the small principality, obviously in Europe, and I'm a commentator. Yeah.
On the TV. And...
I commentate, I write articles that I put on a website, and I'm actually on Instagram as well, Tom. I don't know if you follow me. I write videos.
Maybe we could collab.
Oh yeah, I mean, sounds a bit frivolous.
Everyone on Instagram wants to collab.
Yeah, they do. If you want to like kind of get more serious and be less, sad jingle maker. Then I would love to. Yeah, we can
hurts
talk.
A bit more from you saying that instead of someone on Instagram saying it. But that's fair.
That's okay. I'm a big deal, so that makes sense. Yeah.
So I guess Genovian politics is probably covered in the quiz. Do you have is that the only area of expertise though?
I would say most of European politics and the intricacies of the laws of a principality.
There's a couple of principalities here in Australia. There's some people who've gone off on their own, if you like.
Yeah. I don't know if those are so real because they don't have such a long history. Like Genovia obviously goes back generations. But, good for them. I think principalities are a wonderful form of organizational government.
Okay, great. Well, maybe we'll get stuck into that a little bit later. But that's not where the Brains Trust ends, Tom. Good news. We also have with us today an amateur detective. It's a hello to Anita Clue.
Wow. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for being here. You know, as a detective, finding things out, I mean, that's core business, isn't it?
Well, what can I say? You know, I do a thing. I have a question. I follow my nose. My nose is not that big, but I like to follow it anyway. And then sometimes I get results and people pay me.
When you say your nose is not that big, like, are you saying you literally follow your nose?
Well, sometimes. One time I had to find a pat. It was a strong smelling pat. And I thought, well, gotta follow my nose. My olfactory senses, they're pretty decent. Guess what? I found a pat. It was in Coles. It wasn't their pat, but I bought it anyway because I was hungry.
Great. Do you think that, you know, if we come across a question today where, you know, if we don't quite have the answer, you'll be able to follow your nose on a quiz question? Is that enough of a clue?
Oh, you know, I could take a guess. You give me about 6 to 10 years and maybe I could find you an answer for you. This is not time-based, right?
Yeah. we only have an hour, unfortunately, but at max, by the way.
Oh, right. Well,
sometimes eps are a lot shorter.
I best start smelling then, hey?
Can I ask a question to Anita?
Please, Tom.
I just want to test your sort of strategic abilities. You go into a room, there's a dog, and the dog's dead, and there's a window that's locked, but there's water on the ground next to the window. What happened?
Oh, well, clearly I killed a dog. I mean,
fuck.
It's just terrible, isn't it? You put me in a room where you made me kill a dog, Tom. What kind of person are you?
I just wanted to That's good. Oh, I'm really excited to have you on my team. Thank you.
That's all right, but I've got to ask, why did you pee near the window, Tom? It's a weird scenario you set us up with, but anyway.
All right, shall we do a quiz? Shall we get stuck in? Question number one. Complete the popular expression, a dime a something. Millicent Rinaldi.
Yeah.
Do you have the imperial system in Genovia? Or is it the, have you updated to the metric?
We use a mixture of metric and imperial, yeah. And we also use
sort of like
the
a mixture
Genovian.
Of French and English. You...
Yeah, yeah. We like to, you know, borrow from both sides. And we don't really like the British. So I believe a dime is. Oh no, that's not British at all. That's obviously American, which is where I grew up. Which is why I grew up in America. And I learned later. Yeah, yeah. That would explain. Why I sound slightly off American. But yeah, so we have both systems.
So you grew up, so you're born in Genovia to...
No, so if you're aware of Mia Thermopoulos, you'll know that she grew
up... I'm actually
up,
not.
You're not? Yeah, okay, no. Gyron, it's a wonderful... movie and book series. Mia grew up in San Francisco. She's a little older than me. And then she found out when she was 16 that she was a princess because her dad was a prince. And her dad, who died when she was young, just before he died, he had sex with my mother, which is how I was conceived. Yeah. So when Mia learned that she was a princess, I then... also did some digging when I heard this on the national news, found out I was a princess, and here we are.
Right.
But she obviously became queen. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you're not bitter about that at
no,
all.
No. I don't know why you've asked that twice now, Kyron. I'm fine.
I can understand, though. Like, I've got a brother, you know, and sometimes if he wins something or he gets something and I didn't get it, you know, there's a sense of, like... unfairness to it, you know, there's a sense that there's almost a grief there.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing is, as like a royal, you have to be like above like a regular person. I don't know if you've seen The Crown, any of you, but like in The Crown, she talks about you're not a regular human, you know, you've got to be more than that. So I don't really experience grief or you know, ugly emotions. I don't really experience emotions at all, actually, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's a shame. That's such a core part of, you know, what it is to be human.
I guess it's a sacrifice that you make as someone of a royal family. So that's okay. Yeah.
Tom, would you want to be, like, you look at the life of Harry or William and you're like, I'm not sure that I do want to be a prince.
No. Well, I mean, if I were to be a prince, I'd want to be the prince. I think it would be certainly tough to be, like, you know, around a family.
Yeah.
And you know, kind of in the spotlight, but not really.
I thought you meant there, like, if you were to be the prince, you would want to be prince.
Oh, no. If I were to be the prince, and I've said this before, I would be prince. Yeah. The reincarnation. Right. Even though I was born up before he died. There's crossover. Yeah.
What was the question? I've forgotten the question. Complete the popular expression, a dime or something.
A dime or something. And I'm not fully 100% on this.
Right.
But I think it's a dozen.
You reckon it's a dozen? Anita Clue, how much do you get paid for a detective job as an amateur?
Well, I was about to say, my rate is a dime and $5 an hour. So I would have said $5. but you seem to have a clue. That's great. In this line of work, clues, you know, they get you paid that $5 and a dime. So you hustle,
really obsessed,
Tom.
You're really obsessed with clues, aren't you?
Well, if I wasn't, then I'd be a terrible amateur detective.
Do you want to put a dime a dozen then, you reckon?
No, let's go $5. I kind of feel like Anita's onto it more than I am.
$5 and a dime.
$5 and a dime, yeah. Well, I'm not. What's the point of having a... Yeah, what's the point of having a brains trust?
Yeah, exactly, if you don't go with them. Mm. Looking forward to the score. Question two. A tool to punch leather is called A, a mallet, B, a bevel, or C, an awl, A-W-L. I guess as a princess, Millicent, you've got dresses, do you? People who do this for you?
Well, as not the reigning princess, I have to clothe myself. But yes, I would, obviously. It's fine. But we obviously do have leather workers in Genovia. Some of our leather is the finest in the world. Mm-hmm. So I have visited a little... blacksmiths, I believe. I don't really remember. I do remember his name was John, though. I'm very well acquainted with leather punching.
Yeah.
Was that the question?
The question was, is Millicent Rinaldi acquainted with leather punching?
I have a really vivid memory, so I was just transported back to that moment.
How did you forget the word blacksmith, but remember that his name was John? That seems like quite specific.
I think Thomas. I think the thing about me is that I really like connect with people on like a heart to heart, you know, rather than like what is their job or how do they make money? I'm like, who are you? And you know, his name is John. Mm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you don't get a dress. Like, you've got to dress yourself. I imagine your sister has a dresser.
Yeah, my half sister. That's okay. You know, I think people think like because of, you know, Disney and all that, that, you know, being a princess is about looking beautiful, but it's not. It's about hard work. And, you know, seeing John, you know, in front of that fire and seeing how hard he works and the calluses on his hands, that's what it's about. Mm. I mean, you know, Anita, I'm sure you understand the value of hard work.
Ah, totally. You know, it's very difficult. It's actually funny. You mentioned one of the options. I knew a Bevel once. She came to me because she lost a dog. And, you know, unfortunately, I never solved that case. But listening to Tom's confession in the beginning of the show, I think I know what happened to the
dog.
It
wasn't a confession. I want to say on the record right now, was not a confession.
Oh, well, the record speaks for itself. But I'm queen of the clues, and you're a dog murderer. I'm not casting aspersions, though. I'm going to say all, because that's a funny word. And, you know, I've got a bit of personality as well as being an amateur detective.
Has it ever been like, you know, Richard in the study with a bevel or Richard in the study with an awl?
Oh, well, funny enough, I did find Richard with bevel in a study once. But I'm not a gossip. I'm a detective. They're different things. Stop trying to get the gossip out of me. You know, confidentiality. They were doing weird things. But, you know, each to their own. I won't yuck their yum.
Tom, I've never punched a hole in leather. Have you tried that?
Really?
No.
No, I haven't, but I'm surprised. Karen, by the look of you,
you think I'm a sort of a leather daddy?
Yeah, you're some sort of leather puncher.
Yeah. I think
it's
if I had
blacksmith.
To.
Blacksmith.
It's outside now,
sorry.
Yeah.
Blacksmith, yeah.
You're a John.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're back to leather daddy.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had to, though, I'd do it with a knife. I don't think I'd, with a tool. I think it would be like, oh, you know, I've lost a lot of weight. I need to put a new hole in my belt.
Yeah, right. There's not a huge need for the tools in that situation.
No.
But
I mean, it's not
a knife.
I don't think it's a mallet. We know what a mallet is. Do you know?
No. I mean, we'd be stupid to say mallet, right?
Yes.
But I feel as if that's why it's kind of genius to go maybe for mallet, because it's a bit of a trick question. So I'm going to lock in mallet for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Question number three. What is the largest continent in the world? Anita Clue, has detectivism taken you worldwide? Have you gone global as the queen of the clues?
What can you say? I've been everywhere. I've been to Warringah Mall. I've been to a Westfield food court. What can I say? There were cuisines from all around the world. There was a McDonald's, a Hungry Jack's, a KFC.
Is this for a case or did you just need lunch?
Oh, I was hungry. And, you know, you got to shop too. You know, you got to get your nails done sometimes, just for fun, you know, treat yourself.
But what about for, as like on the job? Like,
silly me. I should have seen that one. I should have gathered by the clues in the question what you were inferring. Silly.
Yeah. Has it ever taken you overseas? Like, have cases, have you had to follow your nose?
I went on the Mandy Ferry. There was a case. There was a case. I had to get on the ferry to get to the other side, and It was a blustery day and the water was going up and down, and I was like, well, this would be a great scenario for murder. But I don't write novels and I'm not condoning murder. So I just got off the boat on the other side and did my job.
So you don't write novels. I sort of thought that, you know, as a detective, that sort of is, it's almost every detective's second job, isn't it? To document what they've done, to jot down, like, in a diary, all their work.
Well, that's a difficult and contentious issue in the amateur detective world, you see. That Agatha Christie, she really set up a bad reputation for us, you know? Like, I don't get invited to a lot of fancy houses that have studies, you know? I couldn't even spell candelabra, let alone understand what one was if I saw it, and yet I'm supposed to read and write? It's preposterous. I just stick with the clues and the job.
Millicent Rinaldi, born in the US, princess of Genovia. You know, you've seen the world.
I have, and you know, as a member of a royal family, I have to know about geography. Mm. So I feel I actually have a follow-up question to this question. Okay. Was it the largest continent in terms of like land mass?
I would assume so. I guess they're talking about size of the continent. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that seems pretty obvious to me.
Yeah, they haven't put a qualifier there.
No. But yeah, I would hedge a bet that it would be Antarctica.
And what's it like? Yeah. You've been there?
I have. It's very cold. It's very cold. There are a lot of penguins, and the scientists there are just kind-hearted souls.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Genovia has sent scientists to Antarctica to do research.
Look, one scientist. We're a small principality, obviously. Yep. We've sent one scientist.
Wasn't John, was it?
look, it was John. And the reason it made a lot of sense to me. Look, this is actually one of the only decisions that Queen Mia has made that I agree with, which is that he understands heat, so therefore send him to the cold.
All right, well, there you go. Antarctica seems to be the best option you've got there, Tom. Or do you know which is the largest continent in the world?
No, I think Antarctica's. I'm going to go with that.
Put that down. Question number four. Uttering which Shakespeare play's name aloud in a theatre is said to cause bad luck. Have you done much theatre, Tom?
Your theatre sports, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
there was a game called Shakespeare in there. I think I've watched a lot of Blackadder. Mm-hmm. So I should know this then. Yeah, I think I might.
I mean, most Shakespeare plays are sort of little detective stories in themselves, aren't they, Anita?
Well, yes. I don't watch much TV, mind you, or plays, or podcasts, or books, or media, or anything with written or visual elements, essentially. I've got one exception. I'm a proud watcher of The Only Way is Essex. It's never come up on there. But I would say all right, babes. I'd say that. I don't know. That's the only cultural context I have for this. All right, babes.
Okay. So the only sort of movie, TV, anything, play, entertainment that you've ever watched is The Only Way is Essex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? What is it about The Only Way is Essex that grabs you?
Oh, well, you know, one time I was sitting in a waiting area in the police station waiting to give over some evidence, and the TV was broken on the channel, and I just had to sit there for 7 hours. The Only Way is Essex, just replay after replay. It's an interesting choice for a police station, mind you, but, you know, each to their own. I won't yuck their yum.
Okay, so you were watching in the in the police station, and then even though you don't watch any other TV or film or anything, did you buy a TV, get a subscription to Channel 4 or whatever it's on in the UK?
No, not in the slightest. What I would do is I just pick up my stuff every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. and I would just take myself down to the precinct I'd sit right there in between the criminals and the victims, and I'd cozy up, bring a flask and a thermos. Depending on the day, maybe English breakfast tea, Earl Grey, maybe a cheeky green tea, and just get me viewing.
Okay, interesting. So how many cases would you say that you've solved over your career as an amateur detective?
Well, it depends how you define solved.
It does sort of sound like you're not so much a detective as just like sort of someone who goes and hangs out at the cop shop.
You know, it's tit for tat, you know, it's a homonym. It's the same thing, you know. I'm in there, I'm listening to the reports, I'm mingling with the criminals and the victims, I'm hearing both sides, and then I'm occasionally, you know, just saying things to police officers, like, I heard this on the street on my way over to watch Towie. So, you know, I do my bit. It's why it's amateur. If I was a professional, I'd be on $10 an hour, it'd be a different story.
But just for the $5 and a dime. Yeah, uttering which Shakespeare's play name aloud in a theatre is said to cause bad luck. Do you know, does that ring any bells, Millicent Rinaldi? Have you seen any Shakespeare?
Look, I have, obviously, as a princess. I watch a lot of theatre. And actually, Tom, I'm going to be honest with you. When you said you do theatre sports and Shakespeare, my impression of you went up considerably. Because I obviously do love the theatre. Have you seen many Shakespeare's?
Not as many as I'd like to, but I do enjoy the Bard.
Yeah, like me too, obviously. And as I mentioned earlier, Genovia hates the Brits. And who else hates the Brits? Obviously the Scottish. So I do believe that it is that Scottish play, which of course would be Macbeth.
Mm. Oh, you've said it now. Now this podcast is going to have bad luck.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Unless that's not it. Tom, do you want to put down Macbeth or something else?
No, we'll go with Macbeth.
Macbeth. I think you've actually probably got that right, which means you're not shooting for zero, which is a stain on the previous three answers, I've got to say.
Why would you say that I'm shooting for zero?
Just based on what you've put for questions 1, 2, and 3. That's all.
I've been trying my hardest here with two of the brightest people I've ever met over Zoom. So, frankly,
thank
I'm
you,
a little
Thomas.
Offended.
Ah, yeah, shucks. You're making me blush.
Question 5. In which country did the game Mahjong originate? Does Genovia have any games that are specific to Genovia, or do you pull from, you know, other places around the world?
No. We are a European country, but we have not just stolen everything. Mm. We have a game called Genovian football.
Okay, is that sort of like, you know, like Aussie rule? Australia has the AFL. It's developed its own rules over a period of time, even a different shaped ball. Is that?
Right. Yeah. I guess it's a little bit like that. Except it's Genovian rules. But we have sort of a ball as well, and it's kind of oval-ish shaped, and rather than soccer or football goals, we have like four posts, and if you get it through the middle, you get 6 points, and then because that's obviously for the six original members of the Genovian royal family, and then through the other two posts on either side, it's one for the one ruler. Yeah, and
that is exactly the same as AFL.
Really?
Yeah, that is exactly the same. It's like an oval ball, and other than the Genovian royal family bit, but the middle, if you get it through the middle, that's six. If you get it through the side, that's one.
I don't know if that's right. I feel like Aussie rules has stolen from my country. That's weird.
Mm. Wow, it seems like this country does seem like a collection of other countries. You know, like you speak French,
right? Because we're close to France. Yeah, because I mean, the English spread it everywhere.
you know, Australian rules football.
Right. And then obviously, our national dish, for example, it's like a flower, kind of like round. It's like thinner than a pizza, and then you put like, you know, like beans and like rice and like sometimes like minced meat, and then like kind of like a tomato sort of situation. Then you wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty delicious. Cheese as well.
Like a kebab.
No.
You mean like a kebab, like a Lebanese kebab,
no.
like a shawarma?
No. Like a Genovian delicacy. Karen?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's like a burrito.
No.
Okay.
Sort of like a calzone.
Yeah, calzone.
No.
Right.
No. It's very different.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. What about board games? Have you?
Yeah. We have a game where you have like tiles, and there are pictures on the tiles, and you kind of look. I will be honest. I haven't played it yet. Don't tell me. It's sort of something that I haven't quite got my head around. But it's got pictures and numbers, and you sort of stack them up, and it's very, very popular. It's a very popular game. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the thing about Mahjong, isn't it? No. We don't know how to play it, but it sounds like you could put Genovia next to this one, Tom.
This is the thing. I think I will do Genovia, but this is someone coming, I don't know if you can see in your film, with an actual Chinese guzheng in their room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I bought that for my birthday.
Wow, it's beautiful. Incredible.
Yeah, would you like to hear it with my studio sound microphone?
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Okay.
So what can you describe this instrument?
Yes, it's a Chinese zither, which is like a long surfboard-esque instrument with 21 strings that come down, all tuned to a major pentatonic scale. When sounded together, sound a very beautiful harp-like plucking.
Gorgeous.
And so with the sort of person that would buy one of these and have that knowledge would probably say, yes, Mahjong is from Genovia.
We'll put
and
Genovia.
I'm back to getting these wrong. Yep. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Do you know, Tom, that's so funny. That sounds exactly like a Genovian harp.
Question number 6. Name the English physicist and chemist who lived from 1791 to 1867 who discovered electromagnetic induction and researched the principles of electrolysis. Named the English physicist and chemist who died in 1867 and also discovered electromagnetic induction and researched the principles of electrolysis. Do you have admiration, Anita, for people who have a theory about how something happens?
No.
Research that and then get the answer, publish the answer?
You know, like, a lot of people think, everyone has opinions and everybody can do this job, but not everybody can make theories and follow them up and have evidence. You know, it's just impossible, you know? Mm. it's just like saying that that dish with the minced meat, you know, that's everything but Genovian, you know? Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense. So I don't know this person, this physiotherapist person, but I do know that I have magnets on my fridge. I collect them from all the places that I go. I've got one of the Westfield Town Hall in Sydney. I've got one where they used to do the little Simpson magnets, and you could collect the family members. Mm-hmm. I've got one that holds up a letter saying your rent's due, eviction notice. Oh, I've got to get around to that actually. Now I mention it.
Are you getting evicted?
Oh no, I clicked off of people's evictions notices. You know, I kind of have a rifle through their mail, and I just like, oh, this one's cute. I love the font. I love how they've gone with the red. They've gone with a more blood red rather than like a, you know, a basic Microsoft Word font. And I, you know, some people click stamps, and I clicked off people's mail.
Can I just check something? Do you take yourself down to the police precinct every day, or are you required to be there once a day?
Ah, oh, you know, come si, come sa, which I believe is Spanish. But You know, it's all a matter of perspective, really. I'm there regardless, you know? Yeah. It doesn't matter if you got the invitation via letter, via email, it was there and I went.
I must say, I only just saw as you raised your hand there that you're wearing a lovely bracelet. It's sort of, it's quite thick and chunky. Yeah, and it's got like a little flashing light on the top of it there.
No, yeah, it matches the one on my ankle. Yeah. I got the one on my ankle first, and I was like, look, I'm nothing if I'm not matching, you know? I'm an amateur detective, but I can be fashionable, you know?
Yeah.
This is 2021 after all.
Fashion forward. So does it just blink like that every, 5 minutes or so?
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting you brought out that harp doodad, because every time I leave a certain area, it goes off too, and it makes a series of sounds.
Yep.
It's kind of like I'm a digital Morris dancer, just dingling away. Gives me a little shock as well, and I just have a little jive.
But the question is, name the English physicist and chemist who discovered electromagnetic induction and researched the principles of electrolysis. What do you reckon, Millicent Rinaldi? John?
You know... John is an impressive man, so it could be him. Probably, though, considering he's alive currently, and I believe this gentleman is dead.
Yeah, 1867,
Yeah, but perhaps he's a great-grandfather or great-great-grandfather. I mean, it would make sense to be a Genovian. So, that would be, well, this John is John the fifth, so that would make him, John the second, I suppose?
John the second. All right. Well, two options so far, Tom, are some Simpsons magnets or John the second. So I don't know.
They are good. They are good options. I'm going to say I don't think Simpsons magnets could do that. I don't think magnets were invented back then. So I'm going to say John the second.
Okay. We'll put John the second. Question number 7. What is the currency of Denmark? Millicent Rinaldi, you profess to be an expert in Europe at the top of this podcast.
I am. It's so interesting. The Danes are some of our closest friends. They're beautiful, beautiful people. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting, though. You know, in Genovia, I don't know if you'll all recall, in 2004, I believe it was 2004, a lot of Europe changed to the euro. Mm-hmm. But just a few countries, Genovia included, decided to stay true to our independence.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we still use the Genovian. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
it comes close.
Right.
It gives us an option, I guess.
Right.
Do you have many fellow country people? Is the principality a large...
Look, you know, we are small but mighty. We're nestled in the Alps, and we have 400,927 citizens of Genovia.
Wow, that's quite large, really. But the question at hand is, what is the currency of Denmark? You ever been to Denmark, Tom?
No, but I've heard really good things, and I have some very, very attractive Danish friends. And from their knowledge, I'm going to lock in the currency would be the Danish stank.
Stank.
The stank. The S-T-A. The, there's an umlaut over the A and then N-K-E.
And there's an E on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Do you know when the Australian dollar was coming in and they were trying to decide, well, basically when we were getting rid of the British pound, which I'm sure Genovia did as well at some point.
Oh, and did we?
They were trying to decide what the name of the currency should be, and one of the top contenders, it nearly was this, was the roo. So it could have been like, oh, that'll be 10 roos. Thanks, Cobba.
So close.
Yeah, real shame we missed out on that. As roos are close to Australia, we'll lock in here that which is close to Denmark.
Which is stanke, which is the, I believe it's actually stanke,
pronounced. Which is the Danish stanke. Question 8. Which Toni Collette film is based on the true story of a thoroughbred racehorse bred by a small town Welsh bartender? Which Toni Collette film is based on the true story of a thoroughbred racehorse bred by a small town Welsh bartender? I need a clue. Has anyone in The Only Way is Essex watched the Toni Collette film that's based on the true story of a thoroughbred racehorse bred by a small town Welsh bartender?
Look, it's a show with many people, but I don't think any of them have watched a film where a bartender gave birth to a horse. This
does sound like a plot from Anyways,
you know?
Yeah.
I can't keep up with it these days. You've got real dollars and real girls, and you've got these drunk horse babies running around, and Tony Collette's making money off of her. This is capitalism gone mad.
Mm.
Anita, I'm with you. I don't watch a lot of films either. You know, I prefer literature. So the only Toni Collette film I've ever seen was because I was on a flight from the U.S. to Genovia and Little Miss Sunshine was playing, and I enjoyed that. I don't know, but I don't think that's about a Welsh racehorse.
Mm. You don't watch cinema at all?
No, they don't really discuss Genovia or, you know, deeper artistic you know, pleasures. So I prefer theater and literature and poetry.
It's a shame. I love film. You, Tom, you watch movies?
Oh, big time. Have you guys seen Son of the Mask?
No.
So good. So good.
No, I've never seen Son of the Mask. I've seen films like Les Miserables.
That's it. Yeah.
What else have I seen? The Dark Knight Rises.
It looks like you're reading off a list of films.
I am.
It really does. 10,
yeah. I'm reading off a list of Anne Hathaway movies.
Why Anne Hathaway? Why was that the go-to?
Can't imagine why.
I've heard she's a wonderful artist.
Oh yeah. Oh, so you don't watch, you don't like movies at all, but you do like Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, she was. She starred in the dramatic retelling of my country's, you know, reclaiming of its princess.
She's in The Princess Diaries, yeah.
She is, yes.
Hmm. Have you seen The Princess Diaries?
Look, I have. Yes, I watched it.
It must be strange, like the royal family watching The Crown.
Yeah, it's so weird. The weirdest part is I'm not in it at all. You know, but it's Hollywood, right? And I think that's why I don't enjoy films, because they cut all the nuance out.
Mm. If you were in that movie, who would you want to play you?
That's a beautiful question.
Alive or dead?
Alive or dead?
Well, it'd be pretty hard if they were dead. Oh, good Lord. You've got to be alive to be in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you silly Billy.
It's a shame John's in Antarctica, or else he would be a good choice.
He would, you know what, John would be brilliant. I'm going to go with Helena Bonham Carter.
Mm.
She's brilliant in The Crown, so I've heard.
Yep.
So, yeah.
As the sister, other princess.
Yeah, absolutely. She gets it.
Have you seen this movie, Tom? Toni Collette?
No. I know that she was in Muriel's Wedding.
Trying to put Muriel's Wedding?
No, I don't want to put Muriel's Wedding. I'd like to put down My Super Ex-Girlfriend.
Lock it in.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Question 9. In the human body, the malar or zygomatic bone is also known as what? The malar or the zygomatic bone is also known as the what? I guess as a detective, you must have to piece over some dead bodies from time to time and need a clue.
Yeah, totally. And there was one case where it was actually known as missing. They couldn't find it anywhere. Just like, you know, in an operation board, you have the little pits cut out, and it was like, oh gosh, this is someone was playing live operation. It was actually a game of operation, and I was in the police waiting room, but the case nonetheless, the pieces were missing. You know, you can't trust it when you're in a public area. They take the tiny pieces and the batteries too. It's a struggle.
I guess the game of operation without the batteries is tough.
Oh, it's actually quite easy. You just shake it upside down. Just rah! And they all come falling out. Well, they don't. They would if the pieces were there.
Yeah. Millicent, did you study biology at school? Was that a topic of?
Look, I did. It's a classical subject, and as a princess, I obviously have to study classical subject. The zygomatic bone, was it?
The zygomatic, yeah.
Zygomatic. I mean, I feel I wish John wasn't in Antarctica, because he's actually really great great at anatomy as well.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a really great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really... Yeah.
Actor, penguin lover, biologist.
And, of course, leather worker.
Leather worker, lover.
Okay, well, that's... Zygomatic makes me think of, a zygote, which is a cell or a few cells, I believed. Thomas, am I correct?
When I think zygote, I think monozygotic. Is that the word when to do with twinsies?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so they come from the same cell.
Yeah.
Right. So is it a cell bone?
I don't know. Cells have bones.
Right. Oh, true.
Well, if you don't know, they might.
In the cell or not.
Right.
Yeah. Does your cell have any bones, Anita?
No. It's got a lot of bars and a lot of gaps. sometimes I just rattle the can up and down. But no bones unless you class the ones in my body, which you probably would because they're bones. Mystery solved.
Okay. So the best we have so far is either a cell or a cell defined in two different ways.
I just want to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess pelvis.
Pelvis.
Yeah.
Question number 10. Which tennis player withdrew from the French Open due to concerns over their mental health? Which tennis player withdrew from the French Open in 2021 due to concerns over their mental health? Is tennis one of a popular sport? All those sort of European countries like Czechs and Russia, and there's lots of tennis played. Through the Eastern Bloc?
We love to. I mean, we're not technically in the Eastern Bloc. Thank you. But oh, no. But we love tennis. Yeah. We're very good at it. There is the Genovian Open. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's generally around January. And
same time as the Australian Open.
Oh, perhaps, maybe, but it's very popular. We get lots of people coming to watch and enjoy.
Where's it held?
It's in a small sort of town in Genovia called Melbourne.
I see.
Melbourne. It's M E L B I M. Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You should come. You should come.
I think I live there.
Oh, a fellow Genovian.
Are you Genovian?
Yeah, maybe I am. I follow the AFL. I don't mind pizza. I've eaten a burrito before. I go to the tennis. I could be Genovian.
We're a true countryman.
Yeah. We're very welcoming people. You do? Oh my gosh, I hope it's my John. Yeah. He's beautiful.
I need a clue. Do you like to stay fit?
Yes, I get a good hour every day to walk around the yard and, try out some of the equipment and make sure I'm getting some fresh air. Al fresco.
Are you on in-house arrest, Anita Clue?
Sometimes I like to dabble, but, it's nice to mix things up. You know, sometimes I like having neighbors when you're in jail. You've got some really close neighbors, you can go around and ask for a gram of sugar or two. And then when you're at home, you can take some time to relax, look at your magnet collection, Google tennis, and things like that.
All right. Well, Tom, do you know which tennis player withdrew from the French Open?
Yeah, it was Naomi Osaka.
Naomi Osaka. Okay, cool. Put down Naomi Osaka. That is 10 questions. I think I'm going to hazard a guess at 2 out of 10 here, Tom. How do you feel like you did?
Oh, wait. Do we actually go through? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I reckon we got 3 at least.
You reckon 3?
Yeah, why not?
Let's have a look. Question 1 was, complete the popular expression, a dime a what? You said $5 and a dime, but it's a dime a dozen.
I was banking on that one to be one of the right ones.
A tool to punch leather is called you said mallet, but it's awl.
Oh,
sorry. Question number three. What is the largest continent in the world? You said Antarctica, but it's Asia, which is indeed, of course, obviously much, much larger.
Can I have a quick update of how many I've got right so far?
Sure. Just counting them up. Zero. Question number four was, uttering which Shakespeare's play name aloud in a theatre is said to cause bad luck. You said Macbeth. And it's Macbeth.
Yay.
Great.
Yep. Question number five was, in which country did the game Mahjong originate? You said Genovia, but it's China.
I think you should probably fact check that one, Kyron.
Yeah.
Sounds wrong.
Give us that one.
I think I literally just did. Question six. Name the English physicist and chemist who discovered electromagnetic induction and researched the principles of electrolysis. You said John the Second, but it's Michael Faraday. So no points.
We weren't going to get that one.
No points there. Question seven. That's what is the currency of Denmark? You said the stunke, but it's the krone, the Danish krone, unfortunately. So no point. No point there. Question eight. Which Toni Collette film is based on the true story of a thoroughbred racehorse bred by a small town Welsh bartender? You said My Super Ex-Girlfriend, but it's Dream Horse.
Now, that's made up. That is not true. There's no such film as Dream Horse.
No.
Understand that there is. Question nine. In the human body, the malar or zygomatic bone is also known as the, you said, pelvis, but it's cheekbone.
So right, okay.
No point there. Question number 10. If you get this right, you will score the equal lowest score that we have ever had on this show. Which tennis player withdrew from the French Open due to concerns over their mental health? You said Naomi Osaka, and it's Naomi Osaka, equal worst.
Yes! Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to pop that on the Genovian Wikipedia page after this.
You keep the Genovian Wikipedia page, do you?
Yes, I do. I do. Yep.
So you do write things down.
I do. I do indeed. Yeah. I like to keep things in order, so I do.
Yep. Keep the facts clear on Wikipedia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's Genovia. Very important. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Millicent Rinaldi.
Thank you for having me.
Millicent, do you have any local theatre or any scene in Genovia? Do you have any local improv at all by chance?
We do. We have a local improv theatre called Improv Théâtre sur Genovia, ITS for short. It's great. It's great. So it's in French.
Genovian. I think that they're in Sydney, I think. Or there is at least a ITS in Sydney.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know. It's on Snid Day Road in Genovia, so that could be your confusion.
Yeah, and like, who are some of the local Genovian improvisers?
Oh, some really wonderful people. My favorite is a incredibly stunning woman called Claire Kavanaugh. She's very impressive. She's my favorite.
That is so strange.
Really?
That is so strange because there is an improviser at ITS in Sydney called Claire Kavanaugh.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah, well, she's great. You know, if you're ever in Genovia, check it out.
And Anita Clue, thank you for being here today.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm so sorry about the conviction. Service.
Oh, that's all right. You shouldn't have done it. that's my expression. You win some, you lose some, and you go to jail some.
Yeah. Do you have any other cellmates in there who you like to hang out with? And what crime have they committed?
Oh, there was this this one chap, he got released recently. He was an A.J. Lamarck. He committed the crime of being goddamn cute. What can I say? Goddamn cutie. They locked him up for being a goddamn cutie. Australia's justice system is corrupt. Yeah, fine fellow, like to pun occasionally, not my style, but, you know, comedy is what comedy is. I'm profitable.
Well, Anita Clue, thank you very much for being here, and congratulations, Tom Cardy, on 2 out of 10.
Thanks very much. If I knew I was right on the border of something great, I would have not done the last one, but... You know,
yeah, you were so close there.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why when you said Macbeth, I was like, oh, maybe he didn't know.
What's happened in the past though? Because surely people have just also been like, oh yeah, this dumb answer. Why is, like me, they've gone, this isn't good for people to listen to, so they've given a right one twice.
Yeah, I think. I do think sometimes people have really honestly attempted to get as many as they possibly could, and it hasn't worked out. But I will say, I don't know if Cindy McDonald, who writes the quiz for the Saturday paper, is going through a rough patch. But it does seem like some of the questions are getting a little easier.
Yeah, this one, I don't know Cindy personally, but, you know, she's doing great. I couldn't write questions. I've never asked a question before in my bloody life.
Questions are tough. Well, 2 out of 10, we'll throw your name down there at the very bottom.
Thank you.
And... thank you very much for being here. Where people can catch you on, now what is this? It's called TikTok.
Yeah, you can jump on TikTok. I've actually, you can jump on YouTube if you're afraid of TikTok and Instagram. I'm absolutely there. But don't follow, there's another guy called Tom Carty who's an English BMX rider.
Okay. So or just, you follow both.
No, don't follow him.
Don't.
Yeah. Mum won't respect. I'm not even joking. Mum's like, if I type in your name, I just find this BMX guy. You need to get a website. I'm like, nah, refuse.
What does your mum think of your musical exploits?
Mum's a doctor, so she's actually quite happy, but she did ask me the other day. She was like, do you want, because a lot of the stuff, I'm trying to branch out, but a lot of the stuff can be a little bit crude. She's like, do you want this to be your thing? And I was like, yeah, I do. And then she didn't say a single thing, which to her credit is beautiful. She's so supportive. So I'm like, yeah, every parent asks once.
Well, I'll say it. You're great. Thank you very much for being here, Tom. That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll catch you next week. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.